T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have seen Twitter and Facebook stocks tumble. Public trust in platforms appears to be faltering. Is that what you're seeing as far as Facebook and Twitter?
I think those would both be accurate statements. In regards to the stock plummeting, I think it's more about user growth stalling than people not using the platform. But when they do use a platform, yes, people are a little skeptical nowadays.
Why is it, do you think, that people are skeptical when they're using sites like Facebook and Twitter?
I think with all the recent news in the media and not fully understanding how Facebook uses your data, you read the headlines and it does appear to be scary. But in reality, all Facebook is doing is giving advertisers the chance to show you things that you're actually interested in based on your internet habits. And a lot of people don't understand that it is actually trying to give you a better user experience by showing you things you might be interested in.
How do we send that message? How do social media outlets like Facebook, like Twitter, try to send that message to those who are using Facebook and see these ads pop up?
I think Facebook has done a good job recently. If you've logged on, you may see prompts from Facebook saying, this is how you can control your privacy. Here is how you can see what is being advertised to you. The problem is Facebook and Twitter, we use these on our phones when we're standing in line at the grocery store. People are not necessarily sitting down in front of a computer like they might have been 10 years ago and have the time to read through all these privacy concerns. Facebook is prompting you to check this out, but in reality, we use these social media platforms on the go, and most people don't. One thing that I do want to say, Facebook has recently given you the ability to look at any page, any business page's ads that they are showing. So in an attempt to be transparent, you can go to any Facebook page and click info and ads and see what ads are actually getting put out there. That is a whole new ballgame for advertisers because now everything is out there in the public realm for everybody to see.
And again, how do we see that when we go on Facebook?
If you go to any Facebook page, whether you're on your mobile phone, there'll be a little tiny little thing that says info and ads. And if you click it on your phone, you can see what ads a page is currently showing to you. If you're on the desktop, it'll be a little info and ads tab on the left-hand side. And you can see what type of advertisements different businesses are putting out, especially in the political sphere.
Kevin, how likely could this understanding increase the user numbers and maybe in turn turn the stock value around?
I am not a stock expert, but I personally believe the stock drop is due to Facebook being overvalued in terms of user growth. If I had to guess, 7 out of 10 Americans, adults, are on Facebook. There's just limited growth to be had, which is why Facebook is experimenting with stories and they're purchasing Instagram years ago, because they are going to get these adult users doing different things where they can then serve ads. So sometimes as society starts using stories, which are vertical, and they use the news feed a little less, they post 24-hour stories, advertisers just haven't caught up. Advertisers now have to figure out how to create vertical ads. And that gap of when advertisers say, whoa, that's new, then there's going to be a decline in revenue. And I think that's what's affecting stock price. I do not see a decrease in Facebook usage. I see people complaining. I see people saying they're going to get off, and then they're right back on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.